For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
John and Tammy's Panda Watch.
Okay. Panda Watch is back.
Well, and literally Panda Watch, because the San Diego Zoo now has a live cam of the pandas that we can look at all on our own free time, or if you're producer Jessica, while you're producing our show, because we watched her yesterday doing it. Yu Chuan and Sing Bao, our two pandas, are now on camera during the day.
Yeah, hang on. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because Tammy about 5 minutes ago was complaining that she couldn't see the pandas on the panda cam until she reminded herself, oh, that's right, it's still pitch black outside.
Yes. Oops. The zoo says at nighttime that they were going to just rebroadcast the daytime stuff, but it must stop after a while. But
that means when the sun comes up and it's daylight, you can tune into the zoo cam and watch the pandas do nothing.
Hey, man, there's a lot of channels on YouTube that are just comforting videos. Why can't this be your comforting video of the day? Like, while you're doing work, maybe your iPad is down here with a panda cam on. Hence why my iPad is here, because I do work and then the pandas are on. It's comforting. It's centering.
Listen, we know, John, from experience, after the pandas came and we went to see them, we saw how excited you were.
The pandas were amazing. My coffee still has the panda face on it. Oh my gosh, how cute is that?
What are we doing?
Are you grumpy still, or do you like the pandas now?
Magical. Next time, I'm going to have the panda come to my house so he can watch me sleep.
Yeah, and because of that, I got a lot of, John's anti-panda rap.
You kind of are.
And I'm not anti-panda. I'm pro-excitement in my animals. I go to the zoo. I go to watch an animal, even on a panda cam. I want some juggling. I want some hoop jumping through. I want something entertaining.
You're the kind of guy who would
It's not a circus.
Yeah, right. You're the kind of guy who would go to watch the sloths and complain that they're just laying around. Anti-panda, anti-sloth.
He's just anti-fun.
He is. Unless
He's
an animal juggles,
things.
John
yeah.
doesn't want anything to do with it.
I think what I'm saying is I'm more pro-fun than anti-fun, but either way, you can waste your time at work, as Jessica is, and watch the pandas on Panda Cam.
You know what? We can just send you to Washington, D.C. They got two new pandas, and maybe theirs are better, John, and you'll like them better.
Yeah, they got there at 9:43 yesterday is when they landed. Not that I'm into it or anything.
And
they won't be on display till January, just like our pandas. It took them a couple months to acclimate to their new environment. So the public won't be able to view them till January at DC.
Right. But you can watch them whenever you want right here.
Yeah.
Where our pandas are already acclimated and more mellow than the Washington, D.C. pandas.
How do you know they're more mellow?
Because they're pushing their agendas over in D.C. And that gets... And that gets to the pandas.
Don't you know anything?
Panda Watch 2024.
That might have been the funniest thing you've ever said.
I certainly hope not. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John, last week you gave producer Jessica and I The Married Gentleman, a Netflix lifestyle inspired Christmas movie that had a male dance review.
The Married Gentleman, to save her parents' small-town performing venue, a former big-city dancer decides to stage an all-male Christmas-themed review. Yes, nothing says Christmas more than male strippers. God bless us, everyone.
Now, we have something specifically for you, John, because we know you're a Swiftie and a football fanatic. Lifetime has announced their full holiday schedule, and it includes the movie Christmas in the Spotlight. The film centers around a pop star who hasn't found Mr. Right until she meets a professional football player backstage at one of her shows.
Are you being serious?
I'm serious. After he publicly declares he has a crush on her, they begin dating. And with each passing day they spend together, their feelings grow stronger. But can it last in the limelight? Especially when they both have such hectic schedules. Plus, people are questioning if their feelings are real or just for show.
Wow. I'll tell you right now, Tammy. If you ever take anything I said serious, I want you to take this the most serious, okay?
Yes.
You know I've got a special bond with my daughters and Taylor Swift. They grew up with her music. It's been awesome to watch them grow up together. I feel that they've all three grown up together, and I've been a part of it, outside looking in, and very happy to do so. There is no way in hell I'm watching this movie.
I
would rather watch anything else. I would rather watch presidential debates. I would rather watch the making of the Red Solo Cup video.
Okay. Which actually I think would be pretty fun. I would like to assign homework to you, John. I think you and Abigail, your daughter, should watch this together.
Why don't you just
and
publicly
give
torture
us a review?
Well, let's just do that instead.
Producer Jessica and I will watch The Merry Gentlemen and give a review
as much
of
as
that
I don't
one.
Want to.
It premieres November 23rd. You know what? I'm not going to be in town.
What?
I won't be in town.
You're with your family.
But now that I think about it, I am going to be with family, and I know what my daughters and my sister will be doing, because they're all maniacs about this story. Mm-hmm. They will be watching this stupid movie. You know what? I probably will be watching this Christmas in the Spotlight.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait to hear your review.
You're going to have to.
Yes. I can't. It's going to be good.
Coming early December, my review of Christmas in the Spotlight.
I love it.
833-287-1037. Right now, we'd like to get you on and get you to see Parker McCullum. All you have to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you're there. 833-287-1037. Call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSOF. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Yesterday, our building manager, JR, tried to get me in trouble by sending a video email of me allegedly not washing my coffee mug, which is garbage, and it caused an issue on the show.
John in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
John is at the sink. He's washing a cup.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. Did he set the coffee mug down?
Yes, he set the coffee mug down.
Okay.
That's where I dry my coffee mug every day. Uh-huh. I wash it and I dry it there. What's the big deal?
I use it every day. I'm clearly washing it out, and that's where it's drying. Why is this even a thing right now? Why are we even talking about this?
I'm getting a report that this coffee mug has been...
I'm getting a report.
We all got the same email, Jessica. I'm getting a report.
Getting a report.
So what am I? I'm being accused of keeping my coffee mug out for a week?
That you didn't put it away. You rinsed it out and then just put it on the sink and then left it there for a week.
That's not accurate at all. It shows me washing the same coffee mug I use every day. After I'm done washing the dish that I made dirty, I put it on the towel that is next to the sink where people dry their stuff off.
Uh-huh.
The next day, I take the same mug and have my coffee and do the same thing. Wash it, put it down so it dries.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes
sense.
So
why am I being called out?
Okay, in JR's mind, that coffee mug was set there and left there and never moved again.
Yeah, that's his own
but
problem.
That would be a good thing to let him know.
Or maybe put it over next to where you stand every day so that it's not in the communal area so that nobody else uses it.
Or maybe call out the sales jerks that keep their dirty dishes in the sink for somebody else to do every day. I don't see those guys getting called out at all.
Well, they might be.
This is the second time I've done something and been in it. He's right there. Jessica, please go grab JR.
Sean, it didn't go to everybody in San Diego.
Well, this is garbage, and I'm going to put an end to it right now. JR, please come to the microphone.
Yes,
You've called me out again, and this is just it's not accurate. I use the coffee mug every day. I wash it every day. I dry it every day. The next day, I do the same thing.
Why has it been sitting there for 2 weeks?
Because that's my daily routine.
Where he stores it.
That's where I dry it. I air dry it.
So he cleans it, sets it there, and then he leaves it there till the next morning.
Huh? It is put away on the drying towel. That's what
put
people
it
do.
Away.
And why aren't you calling out the actual criminals in this building? The ones that steal your ice, okay? Or leave their moldy dishes in the sink for somebody else to clean.
Yeah.
I clean that mug every day. I use that mug every day.
But you should, I can see what he's saying. Don't leave it in the communal area. That's what I do with my mug. I wash it and I bring it back in.
Oh, that's a good story. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of being called out.
I'm going to say, from my perspective, I wouldn't put my towel or my cup there and leave it there to dry because no one ever washes that. You are leaving a cup upside down on top of something that is kind of gross. I'm just saying it for your own health.
Okay. So I'm sloppy and I'm infested with germs.
No,
what else?
I'm trying to keep you from getting infested with germs. I'm saying health-wise, it's better for you after you wash it, just bring it back into the room.
John, when you pick up a towel and it's crunchy, like Velcro, you shouldn't be putting your stuff on.
That's good advice for anything.
Or it means you're cleaning your teenage boy's room.
Boy, does any real work get done in this building?
I don't know. Come on, it was fun. It was fun. Hello?
Hey, John and Tammy, this is Scott, the boss.
Yes.
I just got an email with a video of John leaving his coffee cup in the sink again from JR, the building manager.
I am going to lose my ever freaking loving mind with this phone call.
Don't talk to your boss that way. It's your
boss. I'm not talking to my boss this way.
Okay,
I'm talking to people in this room who I'm sure. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Scott, the boss.
So this company policy, when we have a directive from management like that, I mean, we have to follow it. I mean, it's going to turn into an HR issue. So, you know, please, if you could just, I'd hate for you to have to sit out a couple of days or write an essay about how to.
Write an essay. You know what? Please, I'm begging you, suspend me. Please. I can use the break from this. Jerks. You're all a bunch of jerks. Scott the boss. Are we done wasting our listeners' time with this nonsense story?
Wow. Someone's a little too serious here.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Natalie in Alpine. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Natalie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Natalie, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know, Natalie, that all ties go to Tammy, but you already knew that, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go then. True or false? Dolly Parton's family was so poor when she was born that they paid the doctor that delivered her with a sack of cornmeal. True or false?
True.
During an auction of this TV show's memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne. What show am I talking about? Right there in the...
I don't know.
Part of the name of the show is in what they bought?
The Iron Throne.
Tim Robbins is having a birthday today. He played Andy Dufresne, who was in prison, along with Morgan Freeman's Red, in what movie?
Oh, my gosh. It's always so hard. I don't know.
Wilson Phillips' Wendy Wilson turns 55 today. In what Kristen Wiig movie was this Wilson Phillips song featured in?
Don't you know? It's a chain out. It's a go your way. When you hold.
Bridesmaids.
And finally, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction, and Samuel L. Jackson remembers when he realized it was going to be a special movie. In that movie, what did Samuel L. Jackson's character Jules do for a living?
He was a FBI agent.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Natalie, what you got going on today?
Just heading to work. I'm a banker.
Like you have your own office banker or teller banker?
No, like behind the scenes.
Ooh, all right. I love it when smart people listen to our show, Tammy. Mm-hmm. You know that.
I know.
Natalie did 2 out of 5 today.
Good job, Natalie.
I try.
Tammy, true or false? Dolly Parton's family was so poor that when she was born, they paid the doctor that delivered her with a sack of cornmeal.
That is true.
That is absolutely 100% true. Natalie knew that. It's one-to-one. During an auction of this TV show's memorabilia, someone paid $1.5 million for the Iron Throne. What show am I talking about?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Natalie couldn't come up with that. I tried so hard, Natalie.
I know you did. Thanks.
You're welcome. 2-1, Tam. Timothy, Tim Robbins is having a birthday today. He played Andy Dufresne, who is in prison, alongside Morgan Freeman's Red in what movie?
All of a sudden, it totally went out of my head. You know I know it, John. It's,
I can't believe you're not.
But all of a sudden, I'm like panicked.
I kind of want you not to get it just to see how angry you're going to get at yourself.
Well, you know I know it. And why is it, blocked in my head?
I'm pretty sure Natalie knows it too, actually.
Where they're in the prison and he escapes by digging out with the spoon. And he's got the poster on the wall and he puts the dirt in the yard.
I know. If only we remember the name of the prison.
Don't get it.
Well, what the heck? Come on, Tammy.
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you couldn't remember the Shawshank Redemption. Thank you, Natalie.
God, I hate it when that happens.
2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Wilson Phillips' Wendy Wilson turns 55 today. In what Kristen Wiig movie was this Wilson Phillips song featured in?
From Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids is right. Natalie knew that. It's 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Pulp Fiction. And Samuel L. Jackson remembers when he realized it was going to be a special movie. In that movie, what did Samuel L. Jackson's character Jules do for a living?
Wow, you know what? I don't remember. I've only seen it once and it's been so long. Was he a cab driver? No?
An assassin.
Okay.
I was closer.
Well, I didn't know if he had another job besides what he was
doing. An assassin who needed, a side gig. Maybe he did drive Uber. I don't know. All I know is that Natalie went with FBI agent, and you're both wrong. Just a score of 3-2 today. I'm not even sure his character was in a cab in the entire movie.
Wasn't he riding in a car with John Travolta talking about the Big Mac?
Yeah, but he wasn't his cab driver. They're going to kill somebody because they were assassins.
I know, but I didn't know if he had a regular job. Okay. I don't know. John, I saw it one time. I don't know.
Today we finished with a score of Tammy 3, Natalie 2. You're not going to get any of her money, Natalie, but we've got a great prize for you today.
Yes, you have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Ah, this was fun, wasn't it, everybody? This was a good time.
It was so fun.
Natalie, I have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Natalie in Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Tammy needs some help, and as we always do, when that happens, we ask you to help us help her. 833-287-1037.
For the first time since I've known Tammy, she is not looking forward to her annual neighborhood Halloween party.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. The problem I'm having is coming up with an idea for the costume.
I don't think you're describing your problem accurately, if I can be so presumptuous. I believe there are plenty of ideas for your costume based on the theme. I think what you don't like is the theme itself.
Right. I'm having a hard time trying to come up with something for me that I would enjoy doing for this. So the theme of the party is Arkham Asylum. If you're a DC Comics nerd, you know exactly what it is. I didn't know what the heck that was. It had to be explained to me.
Arkham Asylum is the insane asylum in the DC universe where all the villains, they all did some time there. Harley Quinn, the Joker, et cetera, et cetera. It's a legendary piece of pop culture in the comic / DC movie world. I mean, sure. You know what? It's video game world as well.
Right.
Many of you don't need to be explained what Arkham is.
Right.
And if you do know what it is, like a lot of us do, you know there's a ton of ideas for you as far as costumes.
Now, John, you also know that I like to kind of think outside the box a little bit. I don't like to go in an obvious costume. And most women are going to come as Harley Quinn. For instance, when the theme one year was Under the Sea, my husband and I did a SpongeBob theme, and I called myself Krabby Patty. Now, Krabby Patty's a sandwich, but I made myself the fast food worker named Patty, who was Krabby, right? And so okay. I like to do things a little different.
Understood.
Where do I go in this? I'm finding it very difficult to not do the obvious costume.
But here's what you don't know, is that producer Jessica and I have had to hear about this now for a better part of a month, and I've given you no less than a dozen possible ideas.
Yes, she said, go as Poison Ivy. Ugh, that's so obvious.
Maybe then dress yourself up as a plant and call yourself Poison Ivy.
I did think
of that.
Now,
that's outside the box.
I did. I thought about that. Actually, I said to my husband, I'm like, how about we wrap you up in some leaves and I'll make myself look like I'm blistered everywhere, like I got Poison Ivy. I thought that would be funny.
How about this? Remember when Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman? Mm-hmm. When Christopher Walken throws her out of a skyscraper and she lives because the cats nurse her back to life. You should be, before she transforms to Catwoman, Selina Kyle, coming back to see Christopher Walken. Heck, half your head's bashed in. You're still in your business suit. That's outside the box.
Right.
Or outside the skyscraper in this case. There's two good ideas right there. Plant or bashed in head woman.
Okay, bashed in head woman. Okay.
I kind of like that. Then you could have like cats hanging from
right.
you, like they're licking you.
There's
that's
a lot
actually
of ideas.
Really funny.
There's a
okay,
lot of
there's
ideas,
my ideas,
and you're
of course.
Pooing all of them.
No, well, now I'm only 4 days away, so I got to figure this out. I'm not here to whine. I'm just looking for creativity. And you guys, now you gave me something different to think about.
Maybe you got something better for poor Tammy. 833-287-1037. Let's help a sister out here, okay? Within the Arkham Asylum universe, this is kind of limited now. What can Tammy do for Halloween? Her party is 4 days away, and she loves these parties. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Mandy and Ramona, you got anything for Tammy? She's just in such a tizzy right now over what she's going to wear to her Arkham Asylum themed Halloween bash this weekend. What you got for her?
Well, the new show Penguin, I don't know if you guys have seen it, there's Sophia Falcone. She's really savvy, and she's kind of like, she's been crazy, and she was locked up in Arkham, but she's kind of borderline crazy, but kind of savvy, and so she's pretty cool. You could be a lot with that.
Not much of a stretch, actually, Tim. I have heard great things about Penguin on HBO. Is it really that good?
Yeah, and yes, it is. And Colin Farrell,
yes.
He plays the Penguin. He has to do a lot of aesthetics.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so unrecognizable.
Absolutely. They even did his downtown parts, which I don't understand that, and I haven't seen why that needs to be done, but they did that too.
Well, what kind of work must it be to make a guy that's as handsome as Colin Farrell look as hideous as he does in that
and
TV show?
Not only that, just there is nothing, when you look at him, there is no way to find Colin Farrell anywhere
in
there.
When I saw him make his original appearance in the Batman movie with Pattinson, I was like, wait a second, that is not him. All right, thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks, Mandy. Yeah. Matt in Mission Valley, what you got for me, honey?
It's a very important role in the whole arc, and it's also a supporting role. It's like the disordered orderly or security guard and that stuff. It's dark, it's Gotham, it's awesome, and I think it's you. I think it's what you got to do.
We got a DC fan here.
I love that. I love how into this you are too.
Yeah, it's I think it's great. I think it has a lot of opportunities for you to put your personality around it, and I want to see some pictures. It's cool.
I will definitely post photos next week afterwards, because people do. They really go all out at this party and work really hard to really have fun with their costumes. So I'm excited.
And you have so many resources in which to research. You've got all the movies. You've got all the spinoffs. You've got Gotham, the TV show. You've got, as we just mentioned, the Penguin on yeah. HBO Max yeah, yeah. right now. All the Suicide yeah. Squad movies. Yeah. You got so much. The comic right. books.
Well, I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I appreciate everybody who's helped out, though. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
You can be taking John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at 8:05. Hope you signed up at KSON.com. You just heard the entire sold out University of Tennessee football stadium singing Morgan Wallen's The Way I Talk at the top of their lungs between the third and fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, I'm sure Morgan Wallen is very used to crowds around the world singing back his music to him when he's performing. Yes. But it's got to be a whole different kind of vibe, a whole different kind of feel to know that during every game in your town.
Yeah, the Tennessee Vols, everybody is there singing that song.
Everybody.
He name drops the school in the song, so it totally makes sense that they have changed it now to the sing-along song that they used to do, a Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places, but it makes so much sense. Being a Tennessee boy, that they move on to that one.
Now, there are some people that are not happy with not only that stadium, but specifically Morgan Wallen, and that would be Florida fans. When Morgan Wallen performed, it's Neyland Stadium, by the way, where the Tennessee Volunteers play, and after he did his two huge shows earlier, the record-breaking shows of, what was it, 156,000 people,
yeah.
they had to get the sod ready,
yeah,
resod the field to get ready for their game against the Florida Gators. Well, mm-hmm. unfortunately, two superstars on both teams during that game tore their ACLs on the freshly resodded field. One of them was the Florida Gators quarterback. So now Florida fans are out for blood. They are calling for Morgan Wallen's head. I'm not pretty sure Morgan Wallen didn't put the sod down.
Well, and, but, you know. And this is not Morgan Wallen's fault. If you're going to blame it that the sod wasn't ready to be played on, that's the university's fault for scheduling the concert in there knowing they were going to have to do that.
Yes.
But it's not just Florida fans. Fox Sports Radio host Davey Hudson says it's his fault too. Shout out to Morgan Wallen. His Neyland concerts only cost two players their final season of college football eligibility due to knee injuries thanks to the new turf.
It's a stupid thing to do because, well, first of all, he is right about those injuries and how devastating that is to the college careers of both of those players. But it's got nothing to do with Morgan Wallen. Stop it. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's pretty clear that it was due to the sod. Both of the injuries were non-contact injuries,
mm-hmm.
which means no one hit anybody in the knee. And that's what caused the ACLs to tear. Most of the times, a non-contact injury has to do with turf interaction. So it's sad that these two players lost their final year of college eligibility. It must be devastating for them.
Okay, but here's the other thing, too. When they say it's due to turf interaction, that doesn't necessarily mean that the turf itself was bad either. It's just that it could have been anything that right? I mean,
listen, I don't know. We're not doctors. We're not yeah. scientists. We're not turf layers. But I do know this. It's not Morgan Wallen's fault.
It's not.
I mean, I know Morgan Wallen's the biggest name involved in this story, but I would have
unless
to,
he was the one out there re-turfing.
Right. If he was a member, if he was an employee of Carolina Green,
yes.
which was the company that resodded the field, then maybe it's Morgan Wallen's fault. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a second gig laying sod yes. between his own gigs.
No kidding.
All right. Road again.
John and Tammy on the road again. Let's hear that scream, Holly. You're going to Stagecoach.
And you said my name right. Woo!
All right. Yay.
How do you mess up Holly?
Well, the last name.
Ah, I see. Okay.
You got the double umlaut.
Wee!
Oh, wow. Holly, what did it feel like when you heard us call your name correctly?
I did the same scream.
Got through within seconds, literally seconds mm-hmm. after we called her name. And Holly, now you are taking John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach.
Woohoo!
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there.
gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to Oceanside to say good morning to Diane. Hello, Diane from Oceanside.
Hi, good morning.
Would you please do me a favor, Diane, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck, honey.
Diane, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, we're going to get you $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Yesterday was National Grouch Day. Who is the green grouch monster on Sesame Street?
I was going to say the Grinch, but that's on Sesame Street.
Lives in the garbage can?
No, I have no idea.
Mother-daughter modeling duo Heidi and Lenny Klum are getting slammed on Instagram for a, quote, creepy lingerie photo shoot. What talent show is Heidi a judge on?
Victoria's Secret.
If the suits at Paramount had gotten their way, they would have dumped Al Pacino from The Godfather. How many Godfather movies were there?
Two.
Lupita Nyong'o hasn't seen Black Panther since Chadwick Boseman's death. What was the name of the second Black Panther movie called?
I have no idea.
And finally, a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is still the number one song in the country. In that song, he sings that he and which alcohol have a history?
Whiskey, Jim Beam.
Let's get Tam back in. Diane, what do you got going on today?
Just going to go get some coffee right now.
And then to see where the day takes you?
I didn't get any right, did I?
Oh, well, I was going to break it to Tammy a little more gently than that, Diane, but since you put it that way, yes, Diane. You know what? She's uncaffeinated yet.
Oh, well, I don't blame her then.
Right. See how you do with no go juice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's not focus on what's right or wrong. Just,
okay.
You know, the way. How about that today?
All right, I like it.
Tammy, yesterday was National Grouch Day. Who is the green grouch monster on Sesame Street?
Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch. Mother-daughter modeling duo Heidi and Lenny Klum are getting slammed on Instagram for a, quote, creepy lingerie photo shoot. What talent show is Heidi a judge on?
She's on America's Got Talent.
That is right. Timmy, if the suits at Paramount had gotten their way, they would have dumped Al Pacino from The Godfather. How many Godfather movies were there?
Three.
There were three, although Godfather purists such as myself don't like to admit that there were. Because the third one really kind of, I don't know, if it sullied the franchise, maybe. Number one and two were such brilliant pieces of work. It's now 3-0, Tammy. Lupita Nyong'o hasn't seen Black Panther since Chadwick Boseman's death. What was the name of the second Black Panther movie called?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember the title.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Diane didn't know. 4-0, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, coming to Stagecoach. It's still the number one song in the country. I think it's been, what, like 7 years now? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
In that song, he sings that he and which alcohol have a history?
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels is right.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history.
Love that song.
I know that you do. Sorry, Diane. Tammy takes care of business today by a score of 4-0. You're not going to get any of her money, but you are still getting a prize, and that's not bad.
You are going to see Parker McCollum. He's going to be at the Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater at SDSU on October 25th.
Thank you.
Diane, we thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Diane from Pittsburgh, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So my mom is not going to be pleasant today. She's very pleasant always. We know that, but she lost another heartbreaker, this time to her granddaughter, who I expected better from, frankly.
Wow.
That's her grandmother.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm here.
Mom, before we get into this segment, I want to remind you, we started the Family Fantasy Football League to be closer as a family and to have
fun.
And Tam, I think you can tell by my mom's voice, mom's not having any fun.
Bonnie, would you like us to put in a couple beeps so you can get a couple words out?
No, my dog's little ears are just, you know, no, that's all right. Tootsie's losing all those
dog.
Words.
Doesn't want to have the dog hear her cuss.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, up until the last minutes of this weekend's football action, I thought you had your first win. I really did. Did you?
I didn't know because, first of all, we were even. Then the other person got better, and I got worse, and I got better, and then,
I like how your granddaughter became that other person just then. That's that shows what you feel like when you are looking for your first win, but instead you lose 116.3 to 115.
Oh, man.
Now, Mom, I do have one.
Well, I would talk, John. I would talk. What about your statistics here?
I was just trying to say I've got a silver lining to that before you got all bitter on me because, yes, I've got even more reason to complain. I lost 148.5 to 148.24. If anybody on my team got one more yard, not catch, not touchdown, yard, I would have won. But this is the game that we play, and, Mom, that's why I want to remind you that we did this to be closer as a family and to more importantly, have some fun. And darn it all, Tammy, I think we can tell Mom's not having any fun.
Oh, Bonnie.
Any other suggestions, Tammy? What can I do to have fun while I'm losing?
Oh, you know what?
Remember, Mom's 0-6 right
now. Okay, you know what, Bonnie? Years ago, I started on a bowling league. I had never really bowled much in my life. And I think my average was like 74, okay, when I started.
Okay.
And our team, we had two really good bowlers, and the rest of us were kind of like me. Our handicap was a whole nother bowler who was actually really good. That's how big of a handicap we got. We ended up, we decided we were going to take pride on being the last place team every year so we could get that donkey trophy at the end of the year. Because at least we were going to shoot for something.
Is that what you want, Ma? You want the donkey trophy?
No, I don't. Nor do I want the license plate.
Yeah, that's our donkey trophy. We got a license plate cover that says I lost in fantasy football. And right now it looks like it's being shipped to Rochester, New York. But there's still some time left. There are still some pretty putrid teams in our league, including your son's team, not doing that well either.
Right, but who wants to be second to last? You might as well be last and celebrate it.
Go out with a bang, Mom, is what Tammy's trying to say.
It looks like that's where I'm going.
Mom, I love you. Your dog loves you. More importantly, your church lady job loves you for not cussing on the air when you could have. We gave you a green light. You said no. You said no. So have a great day. Good luck this weekend. Remember, you're loved here in San Diego. You're a big, big part of the show now.
Amen. Amen.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Good luck this weekend, Mom.
Thank you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We got some breaking baby news. And is it presumptuous of me to say that it kind of feels like part of our family?
It kind of does. And I'm wondering when the baby's born if they'll come out wearing glasses. I mean, it is Hardy's trademark look. That's his logo now, is the silhouette of his face with glasses. Hardy and Carlsbad's own Callie are going to have a baby in February. Yay.
Did you get an inside scoop on this?
I did not.
Nor did I. I was a little put off, actually. They didn't come to us first. We're her hometown station.
I know. She texted me this morning, and she said, who do I think I am? Kylie Jenner? Like, keeping it a secret for so long? She said, I didn't mean for it to go this long. The time just went by because they were so busy. But
well, what she means is that when the picture was posted of them on social, she's very clearly pregnant.
Well, she's due in February, so not that far off.
No, that's so awesome. Tam and I were both invited to Hardy's wedding, and I couldn't go. Tammy did. So now Tammy feels like she's closer to the group than I am.
Well, and I've become really good friends with Callie's parents, too, Mike and Sherry. They're fabulous people.
Name dropper.
Now, I'm not. Oh, my God. Would you stop?
You never come to North County to see me, but you come to see Callie's parents. They're my neighbors.
I don't go there. We meet each other.
Anyway, congratulations to our friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Hardy and Callie, and they're going to be parents, and I can't think of two better people to be parents to a new baby. It's going to be beautiful. Greg knows a bit about that. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can give Hardy some dad advice.
Yeah, be a great idea.
Greg's coming in next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.